You may be seated. And at this point in the service, we're going to invite forward Elder Oscar to form two lines. You can come as you are led. We're going to let Colleen come first. That way she's going to play music in the background as people come forward. And again, if you have bangs or hair, go ahead and lift it up so we can have access to your forehead to receive those words. These words come from actually right after the fall of sin in Genesis chapter 3. The curse that God gives is a reminder of our humble nature. From dust we have come, and to dust we shall return. Colleen, from dust you have come, and to dust you shall return. Kay, from dust you have come, and to dust you shall return. Karen, from dust you have come, and to dust you shall return. Todd, from dust you have come, and to dust you shall return. As we close out the imposition of ashes, let us bow our head for prayer. O God, You desire not the death of sinners, but rather that they turn from their wickedness and live. We implore you to have compassion on the frailty of our mortal nature, for we acknowledge that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. Mercifully pardon our sins, that we may obtain the promises you have laid up for those who are repentant. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And again, we're going to read the opening words of Zechariah. For those of you who know the Bible, Zechariah is not the gospel. Zechariah is in the Old Testament. So this is our Old Testament reading. And to have us read that, Debbie's going to come up and share these words with us. Thank you, Debbie.